So today at the store, it was so busy. I couldn't keep track of how many people were there, where they went, when they left. All I knew was I was so glad to close at 6. So I locked the side door, which I always do first. And then I locked the front door. And then I started to go through the building, turning off the lights. I didn't know there was still someone there, waiting for me, knowing the routine. So as I walked through the store, thinking I was alone, suddenly I heard a sound. And I turned and couldn't see because there was all of a sudden a blindfold or something over my eyes. And I felt a strong arm grab me and pull me. And a voice said, "I have been watching you for so long. I can't wait anymore." And if you scream, you'll be sorry. Just be quiet and take it, and then I'll leave you alone. It will never happen again. I just have to have you this once. I am so scared that I can't talk. I can't scream. And to be honest, I don't want to. I'm actually excited by it. So he grabs me. He's got some rope in his hands, and he ties my arms together. And then he starts to undress me, commenting on every part of my body that becomes exposed. What he thinks about my arms, what he thinks about my breasts, what he thinks about my stomach, and then, of course, what he thinks about my pussy and my ass. And although I'm scared, I'm also excited. And I hear a zipper. And I know he's lowering his zipper, getting out his cock, and in a matter of seconds, he's going to rape me. And he pushes me against the wall and enters me all at once. So hard. But he says, "You little bitch. You are so wet. You are such a slut. I would have never guessed it." And he moves all the way out of me, only to plunge completely back in. Oh. And he does that again and again, until he makes me scream. And he groans, and I feel him come inside me. And I hope it's over, but it's not. Because he turns me around, makes me bend over, and enters my ass. I can't believe he's still hard. I can't believe he can still do this. I can't believe he can still leave me there, too. But he does. And the worst part is that I'm so wet. And that I want it. And he seems to know that. And he has his hands around my waist, pulling me back onto him. So, it's almost like I'm fucking myself on his dick. And he laughs. but at least he finally comes. And then he lays me down on the ground, pats me on the cheek, and says, "Well, maybe I wasn't telling the truth. Maybe I will be back." And then he leaves. And I'm left to wonder if he will be back, and if I'll be as wet or even wetter the next time.